Hey, welcome back to the AMP podcast. I'm Robert, and I'm here with Christian.
What's up?
And Alan.
Hey, yo.
And we got quite a few things to talk about this time.
Yeah, we do.
That was a better intro than we had last time. I'm gonna be the first to say that was a way better intro than we had last time, because Alan was just like, we're recording. And then it was just pure silence for like 15 seconds. It took like 15 minutes or like 20 minutes just for the podcast just to take off. It was great. Okay.
So being crew now, so it doesn't even matter.
It's fine. All right. So we have a few things to talk about today, just as Gilbert said. But the first on our list is just talking about how quarantine has hit us. So Alan, if you want to start us off.
Like we jumping in here.
Yeah, we jump in.
I feel so uninspired. I'm not gonna lie. I've tried writing music for about 14-15 days already. I'm literally still stuck in like on the 10th bar. I don't know what to do.
Oh, you were drumming on your drum pad the other day?
Because I just tried to push something out of me, but nope. Everyone said JK.
You'd assume that like something like that would actually like, you know, hit you and be like, oh, you know, like it would inspire, it would create more inspiration. But I mean, you just gotta wait for that. You just gotta wait for that time to hit.
Just gotta, like, step outside or something. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, you've been stepping outside. Hey, okay. How about we talk about this? Alan got a new bike.
You're trying to expose me?
Alan got a bike.
I think you're just trying to expose me right now.
What am I gonna expose you for? Owning a bike? On the bike, you nerd. Bet you ride a bike. Bet you have a daily exercise. Like, how do I even make fun of you for that? It's good on you, man.
I picture Alan riding a bike. You know Kermit the Frog when he rides a bike?
Yeah.
So I picture Alan riding a bike.
Me with the longo
frog
legs.
Longo frog legs.
Yes.
Me and Alan were having like the greatest time trying to figure out how his bike worked.
Oh yeah. Oh, because my first bike ride, we were supposed to go to Gilbert's, but I was just like, I don't really feel like going that far out. And then Christian was like, Christian just gave me a bunch of lessons about biking and about like gears and stuff, which I didn't know there was.
I didn't know there was such thing as gears
or like, you know, like.
Really?
Yeah, I was just
proper bike etiquette, dude.
The more you know.
Yeah, facts. We were on the side of the road for like a solid like 5 or 6 minutes, just trying to figure out how to like shift up and down in his gears, and we're using my mountain bike as reference. So we were just transferring over information. We were just like, "Oh, this does this." But yeah, his front brake doesn't work. So
what
did you fix it?
Yeah, I fixed it. I engineered my way through it. So yeah,
did you know? Congrats, Gilbert.
All right, Gilbert. Do you have a bike?
I have a bike. I just need to get it fixed.
What's wrong with it?
It hasn't been used in forever. I have a bunch of bikes.
There's nothing wrong with it? It just hasn't been used in forever?
No, they have no air. They got holes in the tires.
So it legitimately the tires need to be replaced. That's it?
Oh, sheesh. Relax. I don't need to attack him out here, bro. You literally just attacked him.
I feel like I'm getting...
You have no excuse to be not working out, Gilbert. That's why I'm here.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I want to be here.
No, it's fine. It's a joke.
You gotta stay. We're paying you for this. Don't forget.
This is fact. I'm just kidding. We're not getting paid. We are not paid in any way for these podcasts. We do them on our own. We are voluntarily doing these.
This would have been a perfect time to put in the little ad that we would get. Revenue.
Speaking of which,
use code AMP for your
10% off your first purchase.
Oh, yes, first purchase.
Yes.
So, Gilbert, how was the quarantine? How has the quarantine hit you so far?
We have to be done.
Just tell me, bro. Just tell me how this quarantine has hit you.
I've been in my room this whole time. I haven't seen the light of day.
Oh, yeah?
I'm so pale.
So pale.
I need a tan.
I don't even know what the sun is anymore.
What is that? Is it a planet?
The light in my room.
The light in my room.
How about you, Christian?
No, honestly, quarantine is it's been pretty good for me, actually. Like, I've done a lot of of things that I didn't expect I'd be doing. No, but seriously though, I've been doing a lot of things that I hadn't expect, like I haven't gotten to in so long. Like I bought patches like last year, for my jacket. If any of you guys know me, if any of you guys have like, you know, known me like my sophomore year, I used to carry this jacket with me. It's a sort of like a budget Letterman jacket that has all these patches on it.
Never wore it. He never wore it. He just carried
it. No, I wore it. I wore it. Don't you even.
He's been looking at my jacket.
Go on. Sorry.
Yeah, man. I was like, hey, man. No, but it attracted a lot of attention because nobody else could do it. Let me tell you, man. Nobody else had a jacket like me. But there is a lot of patches that I bought, and then I never used them. I never sewed them on because I never had the time because I was always doing something, quote unquote. So, I did that, and then I've been working on, like, just trying to get, like, things in order. I've been actually working on trying to, like, work on myself academically, emotionally, all that type of stuff. So, honestly, this quarantine has been pretty good for me because it's given me the opportunity to sort of, like, better myself as a person. So, I mean, yeah, man. And then we're over here with Gilbert's broken bikes.
Oh, yeah. We don't
particularly like talking about ourselves unless we're asked by another person. So if you guys listening have any questions for us, you guys can message any one of us on any of our social medias or even comment on the YouTube video or anywhere else. Just ask us questions because we don't want to be, you know, constantly talking about random subjects that nobody wants to hear about. Yeah? Yeah?
Hey, talking about that, I'm going to probably post this on Twitter again. So if you're listening to this right now and somehow you can use your Twitter while you listen to us, just hit that comment.
Isn't it going to be uploaded to like Spotify and all those types of places as well?
I'll try that. Cause, yeah. I don't know. Anchor a little weird. Oh, by the way, we might be using a new platform if you guys want to check that out too. It's called Anchor. Oh, sheesh, that was loud. It's called Anchor, and basically it's another podcast that... Really?
Maybe.
All right, I'm moving stuff around.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcasting app. It's sort of like a YouTube, but it'll also like allow us to upload our podcast to places like Spotify and iTunes, to where typically we wouldn't be able to unless we were licensed under like a record label or something like that. Now we're able to because, you know, we'd be under Anchor. So if you guys want to listen to us on there, the podcast will still be on YouTube until further notice. But if you guys want to listen to us on there and like just make your lives a little bit more convenient, your opportunity is right there. For show, man.
Exactly. It's a beginning of something. Yeah. So we'll see how it all rolls out.
Yeah, we're just trying a bunch of new things right now. Like I've never done this before. As far as like,
I barely found out about Craig like a week ago.
Our first ever podcast.
Oh, week before. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No, but
Hey Gilbert, you done moving your room around?
Yeah. German? All right. Just you don't want to move your bed as well. You know, just to.
Yeah, just move your bed.
I already did. You sure? I did.
You sure? Show us. I'm like.
Show it. Yeah. Let's just send into video a visual podcast now. Oh my. Anyways. Yeah.
So Alan, or more specific, well, I guess Alan and Gilbert, any upcoming projects in mind as far as like music and stuff?
I personally do. Gilbert has a bunch of projects on his phone from GarageBand. Just ask him.
Yeah, Gilbert. do you want to share those?
Yeah, talk about them.
Yeah.
Quick.
I prefer to not.
Why not?
Share about them.
You don't have anything. But... Go on.
You sure?
I'm good.
All right. That's fine. Alan?
Same thing.
We have to cut out this whole part.
Nah,
now.
We just leave it all in. It's raw. Nah. It's the raw.
It's the raw Gilbert. It's the raw Gilbert.
The raw Gilbert.
That's gonna be the name of this one. That's gonna be the name of this one. The raw Gilbert.
The raw Gilbert.
I hate this.
I'm currently working on something new.
Yeah.
I can't really. I don't know. I don't really want to release anything yet because, like, I barely started. I only have like half the show done. Oh. Now you know it's a show. Yeah, that's about it.
It won't be done for another 3 years of calling.
I've actually done a lot more work than I've done in the past 3 years with the adventure.
Well, I mean, we're locked inside, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I already have like 6.5 minutes in. I just need to finish about.
Really?
4 more minutes, 5 more minutes, and then I'll be good.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Talk about that, dude. I've been trying to like start my own little I've been trying to work on a Latin tune, a Latin jazz tune. I've been trying to finish up, start and then finish up. But it's difficult to find like inspiration and then like be able to translate that inspiration into like actual music. It's difficult, but once you get the hang of it, I mean, I imagine it's way easier to do.
Once you get into that like mode of like, oh yeah, this is cool, and I know what I'm doing type of deal. Like at first, you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. It's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you are into music production and if you would like to join the AMP, it's on our website. You can check it out. You can start.
Oh yeah, and if you want to be like a guest on our podcast, let us know.
Oh yeah,
you know? Like
Raymond, if you're listening to this, don't worry, we didn't forget about you. Or Alex, I know both of you guys. Or Santana, I know I told you guys that you guys were gonna be in the podcast. Just wait it out. We gotta get this like whole situation started. Don't even worry about it.
Just let us know, man. Just let us know.
So yeah. So Gilbert, just tell me how you been. It's been too long. How you been?
I've been okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe. Kinda.
Maybe. What do you mean maybe?
Losing my sanity a little bit.
I mean, but. You have a dog.
Dog doesn't like me.
Oh, he sort of tail between the legs, huh?
Oh my gosh, dude! Imagine being like in a mental asylum, and then just like the guard gives you a dog, and all of a sudden you're fixed. Jeez, that's gotta get cut.
We are just like okay. That got dark really quickly.
Wait! All right, cut. Okay, started. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of been losing my sanity.
Oh man, it'd be like that sometimes though.
Yeah.
But you got a dog, don't you?
Yeah, but like it's kind of. I'm tired of seeing the same people every single day. I need to see a fresh face, man.
You saw me today.
Yeah.
That's pretty fresh, huh?
It was.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Gilbert's house today. Because I want to pick up a new horn that I want to pick up and learn.
Okay. Some people are going to misinterpret that and be like, you broke quarantine.
No, I just picked up a horn. And then I was just like, can I see the dog? And, you know, one thing led to another. I was seeing the dog. And then she
I mean, you asked.
She was super scared of me. Like, she was running figure eights in front of me.
She ran the whole yard.
Literally, Gilbert, like, tried to, like, cut her off, and she would find a new way to run a figure eight. It was amazing.
What the heck?
Risk going through a rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get away from Alan.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But at the end, I ended up, you know, petting her and all that stuff. So it was a happy ending at the end. And then I had to leave, so yeah. I missed Nala. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I miss having a dog. Anyways, let's talk about.
I miss my old dog.
Jeez.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Alright.
So, jeez. Oh, we just added in. Let's talk about the amazing alto solo in prayer meeting. Go ahead, Christian.
Go ahead. I've only listened to this a few times. Okay, so how about we switch that up? Because I don't know if I'm ready to talk about that yet. Because Personally for me, I haven't listened to a lot of that type of jazz, and I don't know where to particularly find it. So, I mean, like, listening to, if you haven't listened to it, it's called, the actual song is called Prayer Meeting, but if you want to listen to the version that we actually listen to, it's by the Evansville All-Star Jazz, and then it's called Prayer Meeting Spring 2010.
Yeah.
If you want to look it up on YouTube, it's on YouTube. It's pretty,
yeah. If you know me, if you know me, you know, like, this is, like, the ultimate piece for me. I don't know why, it just is. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, if your music taste is like open and you want to listen to something new, if your playlist is like boring you, I mean, just listen to that. See if you're really into it, because I mean, and if you don't like jazz, still try it out. I mean, there's no harm in it. It's not gonna kill you, you know. So,
talking about music, you know, we all got genres that we all listen to, like.
If you check our website, most you can sort of see like how like different artists have like influenced us, and you can also see it in like our inspirators. That's like sort of our reason for producing music in the way that we do. So I mean, personally for me, it's like it's that Latin and salsa type of stuff, and that I personally enjoy. But like anything from lo-fi hip hop to, I don't know, some like just good old slow tune R&B and stuff. I'm all for it. I feel like that's like the best thing about having an open mind towards music. You're able to experience so many different genres and find what you like, you know? But I don't know. That's just me. What about you, Alan? What's your favorite? What's your take on genres of music?
Music, honestly, I can listen to anything. Yes, even country. I've had so many people tell me that they don't like country, and I asked them why, and it just, I don't know.
And they're just like, I don't know. It's just whack.
I don't see what's good with it or what's wrong with it. You know, like I don't fanboy over like an artist or anything, but I don't see like why it's terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. At the same time.
Like I don't go to country like concerts.
Yeah, no,
and, like,
I don't
like, you know, and be like, whoa, you know, but like at the same time, it's
not
like,
that bad.
You know, like give it a try. It's really not that bad.
Other people like I listen to Adam Watts a lot. Like a lot. He's what genre would you
I don't even know. I'll look it up. Just keep
but
talking.
Yeah, Adam Watts, he's a pretty good music producer himself. He's a part of a group that I enjoy seeing a lot, like visual performance, called Broken City Percussion. I'm sure a lot of you guys know, because you guys know us. And yeah, because you know we're nerds like that. But yeah, Broken City.
Oh, he's a folk musician.
He's a folk? That's not folk. That can't folk? Be folk.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's what it's saying. That's what, according to Google, well, that's what it is. But.
Google. I don't know about you, Google. You're a little fishy sometimes.
No, fact check.
Did you know
Google?
He was in High School Musical? Like, he produced a song in High School Musical? Yeah.
Are you serious?
I was pretty impressed.
No way. That's amazing.
Literally, when you look up Adam Watts, one of the first few songs is, like, the High School Musical songs. And you're like, what? I don't know if it's the same person or not, but it sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean.
But, yeah.
If it is, that's really cool. If it's not, that's still cool. I mean, you get to listen to High School Musical. Still get to listen to High School Musical.
What's your favorite genres?
Well, my favorite type of genres for music is more like, what'd you say? Like, I like concert music. I don't like anything like others. I like every like type of concert music. Anything that excites me, makes me sad, makes me happy. I don't like.
What type of like concert music? You got to be like specific, because there's people that are listening to this that aren't particularly like in.
How would I be specific?
Classical music.
You got it.
I said
yeah, classical. Just, classical orchestra music type stuff.
I'm not really into like orchestra. I'm more like.
Oh yeah.
More like concert band. Strings.
Oh, there you go.
These are hurt my ears sometimes.
Like sit down, play an instrument.
Yes.
Type of stuff, but that's not tough, a violin. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, those hurt. I like the little cellos. Those are nice.
I like the double bass and stuff like
the
that.
Little
yeah.
cellos,
the low stuff.
I don't know if Chell is particularly little.
Anyways.
He just, Gilbert just stopped talking. Like, huh? I was like, all right.
Gilbert, fine. Why'd you type? Can you tell the pudding cup story?
No,
I don't remember.
I don't remember. That's what I was asking. I don't remember. It popped into my head right now.
Literally, if, what's going on with that? If you refresh my mind, I would literally remember the rest of the story.
All I remember is Disneyland. I don't know who brought the pudding cup. It was we Isaac, were in Tomorrowland.
Pudding cups?
Our bass guitarist. His name was Isaac. I don't know if Isaac was his name, but Isaac.
The marching band trip.
Oh really? I thought it was a jazz band trip with because Isaac and me ate chips on the Hyperspace Mountain. I remember that. I don't know if that was the same year. Yeah, that was pretty great.
Held hands.
They held hands, Christian. You don't even know who the bassist is.
Jeez.
They held hands. It was like one of the first few times that Gilbert probably got on the ride, like on a Disneyland ride. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I don't think we're gonna cut this whole pudding part out. Just gonna cut out the pudding part. All right.
I mean, it got quiet, so we don't remember it.
I'm trying to remember. All I remember, it popped into my mind. I remember the pudding cup from Alan.
I don't know. It's hard to remember.
Well, since we're on the topic of Disney, how about we talk about last year's trip or like our most recent trip to like
the
Disney.
One literally like what four months ago almost?
No, it wasn't 4 months ago. It was in February.
Sorry, 3 months ago.
There you go.
Off 1 month.
I know.
1 month off, dude. You got to be precise.
Yeah, I guess 47 and a half days. No, I'm just kidding. Do you guys hear that we've been in quarantine for 52 days already?
Are you serious?
You guys have been in quarantine.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, George, just add like... 7 more for you.
Oh, I'm dang, dude.
But yeah.
I get it.
I don't, but anyways. Dang. Quarantine for 59 days for Gilbert. So yeah, that's pretty sad. Where were we? Disneyland. Oh yeah, Disney trip.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty fun. I didn't feel the same way as I would other years.
I think it was just because it was like cut down to one day. Yeah. Because typically in our jazz band and our like marching band trips, we would usually stay like 2 days there.
Day and a half.
And this time, you know. Yeah. And since this time it was only 1 day, and it was kind of disappointing. But at the same time, I mean, like, we still got what we still got a lot out of it. It was still really fun. I just really hope that, like, you know, as far like for the graduating people and for the people like leaving the program, unfortunately, I just wish they would have had a little bit more time to, you know, to experience it, to enjoy themselves. But either way,
I mean, I like going to the it's pretty fun.
Oh, that was.
Oh yeah!
There's no trip. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, no trip at all. It was a great recording session. It was we performed a new song for the movie. And yeah, it was a pretty good experience.
<What's the bleep?
laughs> I'm gonna use a bleep. Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good experience doing it for the second time, but doing it the right way this time, because last time it was pretty bad. Our freshman year, Gilbert, right, yeah.
Key signature.
Key signatures, we don't know what those are, or tuning, we don't know what those are.
Ouch, dude, that reminds me of when we went to as far as I remember, like, my first jazz festival. And then we went into like clinics, because after you perform, you have to go into a clinic for those of you who haven't been to a jazz festival. You perform and then you go into a clinic where a professor or somebody who majors in music professionally evaluates you. You know, and it doesn't go on your record or anything. It's just to gain knowledge. So so me and Gilbert were soloists that time, and I remember the guy was like, hey, can you outline your chord and your instrument, and me and Gilbert didn't know how to do that, so that was by far one of the most embarrassing experiences as a musician when you don't know what you're doing, but you still do it anyway. That's just, jeez, dude.
That's early music for you.
That's like trying to sweep, but like flinging the.
You don't.
What is it called? What is it called? Breathe. What is it called? It's not called a mop. It's not. It's a broom. There it
is. What?
Wow. Would you look at that?
flinging the broom just wildly with you know, no avail.
Just coming from Sleepy Town. Sorry. Patrick moment.
That's not a Patrick moment. Patrick doesn't say that.
Man,
does he?
It was
know?
A Patrick moment, though, because he's the one sleeping. Oh. Man, yeah, you no. Uncle just...
It's the opposite side. No. Don't do that.
I'm kidding.
Don't do that, man.
Anyways, you were saying...
Oh, but yeah, it's just you know, it's embarrassing to sort of, you know, that was a big like aha moment for me, because then I was like, oh, so this is how it feels.
That's Gilbert how it went for him. Gilbert, yeah. How did it go for you?
Action gave me hell of crap. You good? I like
what?
A,
how?
Because straight out of the thing, he started yelling at me. I was like, bro, you act like you didn't mess up either. We had a whole argument. It was a whole argument.
Wait, with who?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. No, it's because okay, so what happened was that Gilbert didn't play into the microphone, so nobody like I could barely hear him.
Oh, you were right.
So when it got
me,
to like the front, yeah, it wasn't great. So I started yelling. I didn't yell at him, but I started like arguing with Gilbert and I started getting mad at him because I was like, dude, and I put it on him because this is like sophomore in me, so like big ego type stuff, and it was ugh. Plus they don't have an ego, guys. So I was getting mad at him because I was like, dude, you messed up the whole performance, all this type of stuff. And then Gilbert started getting mad at me and he was like,
shut up.
You act like you didn't mess up either. Like, yeah. So yeah, just, it was just an unpleasant time. And although we did score fairly well, it just didn't feel good. Just that whole trip and experience.
Was it the second time we went on the jazz trip that we, what's it called? The guy like flamed you for not knowing your G skill?
That was the same.
Oh, it's the same one.
It was the same one, dude.
Just how did you feel, bro? Like honestly,
I felt shattered.
Yeah, dude. That's when that's like because we didn't know our music theory. So you know, we were moment. Just like, ouch.
I was looking at Rossetti the whole time because that's what we do usually. I just look at him, and his facial expressions are just funny sometimes.
Yeah, he gave us when it's bad. Yeah, you know it's bad when like the way he looked in that clinic.
It's pretty embarrassing, not gonna lie.
Yeah, no. It was very embarrassing.
I felt the awkwardness. I was so happy to leave. I was just like, oh
yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then being in the hot seat, not good.
No.
It's not great. But I mean, what happens, and you know, you either learn from your mistakes or you become the worst for it, so.
Say something, like, super dark. You know, you just become Darth Vader or something. You know, I was like, whoa, okay.
Okay. I mean, all right. Oh, speaking of which, uh-huh. Start with the Clone Wars finished.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, so.
I haven't either, but uh-huh. To the people who have...
Gino,
who have seen,
okay, Gino,
but...
Gino, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I know you're listening to this right now. Don't spoil it for me, please. Thank you.
Please don't.
All right, go on.
Go on, Gilbert. You were saying
something?
Yeah,
you were saying something, Gilbert.
I wasn't saying anything.
You said that you would watch
it. Yeah, I watched it. It was really good.
So tell us about the final season. Like, how'd you feel?
It was really sad.
Okay, that's all we need.
thanks for listening.
I still haven't even seen the 9th episode. I haven't seen The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, it's so good. I don't think it's a very satisfying ending, but I mean, like, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I just heard it's a Disney ending, and yeah.
Yeah, facts. It really is. It really is.
I'm getting a call.
People were saying how, like, ever since, like, Disney took over, like, the Star Wars series, it's just been going down from there. I don't know about that, but I mean, like, again, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and whatever happens, you know?
Yeah, true.
Can't really change it.
So, yeah. That's Star Wars, man.
That's
Star Wars. Huh, Gilbert? That's Star Wars?
That's Star Wars.
Speaking of Star Wars, on our last trip, we also went to Star Wars.
Oh, right? that was an experience.
I spent my
that
whole
was
day
100%,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We almost literally
100% worth it to go there. I mean, just everything
that
there just makes you feel
milk,
like
though.
Man. I like both milks. I personally like the blue milk better.
I like the green milk.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, and you guys haven't been to Disneyland, in the Star Wars, in the actual Star Wars land, there's a kiosk where they sell milk, and if you buy it from there, it's absolutely incredible. It's great. If you ever, if you're in elementary school and they sold like the Smensals, it's what you would imagine it tastes like. So,
literally, I have smelled one.
Dude, there are some bad ones out there.
Did you guys ever? Like, what's it called? Did you guys ever use those scented markers or like the highlighters? Lucky. I never done. I've always.
I used it like never once.
Owned
and
my
the
own.
Only reason why.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, the only reason why is because a girl I knew in like middle school used them, and like for some reason she wrote out her name. She wrote out my name for some reason, and she knew my full name, which is weird.
Girl, if you're listening to this for some reason and you still follow Christian, please stop. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Hit us up with those scented markers, yeah. Con Christian.
But it was in my family. Weird enough, it was in my family life.
I love
time
family life.
In middle school.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it teaches you a lot. I don't know if it's great, but
yes,
it made me uncomfortable.
Let's go, system. Let's go. Go on.
Yeah. Sorry. Right.
She wrote your name in a scented marker and.
In a scented marker, and then gave it to me, and I was like, oh hey, thanks. And then I never mentioned it. Don't be shy.
Take a sniff. Don't worry.
Right. It was in the grape one. But yeah. What are they called? I think they're called Mr. Sketch. I think that's what markers are officially called. But yeah, those are some trippy markers. I don't know how they infuse like the ink with it, and then like I don't know.
I remember watching. have you guys seen those that they like squeeze blueberries into the commercial for Mr. Scent or like you remember?
That seems like something straight out of Willy Wonka. I remember watching like something like Crazy Art like do that type of stuff, and it's like you know they zoom in and out of the kids' faces, and they're just like what? Crazy Art.
I was like, wait, what type of videos you watch?
What are we talking about? What are we talking
about? We talking about the same videos?
Hey man, you want to divert the subject real quick? It's the same subject.
It's the same one. What else from my childhood that's like disappeared now?
Oh man, there's so much that disappeared. Oh, you want to talk about shows? We can talk about shows, dude.
Shows like what? Can we talk about SpongeBob getting weird?
Can we?
Wait.
Y'all remember the episode with Doodlebob?
What season do you guys think? SpongeBob went weird. Like for you, where did it go weird?
How many seasons are there?
13, I think. There's my research.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
I did my research.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
13 seasons. I think it started getting weird around season 7. Season 7 or 8.
That's your point
it started.
Of view, yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you,
Gilbert? Personally,
the animation started changing. That's when it started to get weird.
I mean, the animation has been changing forever. If you look at like how like when it started compared to like now, the evolution.
I know what you mean.
What I meant, like SpongeBob's not like the original Sponge shape. He's like weird animated version of SpongeBob. Right.
We can all say the first season is OG. Yeah, it's elite. Bye. It's the elite one. The second through the fourth seasons are the good ones still.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then
justify.
Right when we. The peak is probably like the first few episodes of 5, and it just goes down, start going downhill from there. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Gilbert, any changes?
Alright.
Well, Gilbert's like, I'm gonna agree with you.
I'm gonna agree.
I'm just gonna agree.
I'm about half to agree.
So yeah, it's almost been 45 minutes. We can probably...
It's almost been 45 minutes, but let's close this out with, you know, a sort of, you know, an outro type.
Christian, do you have a question for us? Any questions for us?
Any questions? Okay, so for me, I want to ask you guys sort of, like, what's your view on the...
go on.
How about we don't?
No, yeah, go on.
No. I want to ask you guys like I was gonna ask you guys like something deep, but like nah. Just lighthearted. No, I don't like Gilbert. I think Gilbert's like gonna assume that I'm gonna ask him about like what are his thoughts on the death penalty. That's not what I was gonna ask. Okay, not what I was gonna ask.
Laird, what are your thoughts? And I was like, oh no.
I was gonna say something about like the thoughts of the program as far as the future, but you know what? I'm gonna ask you guys.
That's a pretty good question.
I'll be changing up the question.
Hey Raymond, you're gonna be the first one on this podcast, all right? I'm telling you.
Oh, dude, we're gonna have so many bleeps.
You just have to accept my friend.
We're gonna get demonetized on YouTube because there's gonna be so many curses.
I don't even care, Raymond. Just come on here. We love you. Happy birthday again.
Dude, happy birthday. Can we play? Can we get Pancake in here to sing the happy birthday song?
Let's see. I don't know if we get demonetized.
No. Let's just not do that.
All right.
Well, happy birthday, Raymond.
It's the day after his birthday, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's fine.
It'd be nice if you accepted my friend request too, but it's tight.
He's not gonna do
it. Anyways,
but okay. So I want to ask you guys, what are the thoughts on, like, as far as like the evolution of the program, like that we've been in, and like where do you see performing arts as a whole going, like from here on out, especially during this pandemic. And like increasing further on, like what do you guys think will happen? If you think it'll go all back to the same, or you think there's going to be like certain steps that are going to be taken? Because it was, as we've seen, there has been like virtual drum corps starting and stuff like that. And if this pandemic is going to, you know, keep the performing arts and like other extracurricular activities, outside activities, sporting events, stuff like that out. Where do you guys see the performing arts as far as like marching band, DCI, and stuff like that as a whole going?
For me, I see that right now we're in this thing, everyone's learning everything new, but I feel like this will eventually be the new norm for a while, and everything's going to change. Like, everything you think right now is going to change. There's going to be precautions for everything that you're going to need.
Yeah.
Gilbert says, I honestly think, like, it's going to be a while till we get to the normal that we always used to do before this quarantine. Like,
yeah.
At the same time, it's not always about the risk that we're taking on ourselves. It's about we gather up in a state. Like, and this is an example as a drum corps. You come in from a different state. You hang around with another probably 100 people, 100 plus people. And then one of them might be sick, and you come home, and we started this whole cycle again. Like, we just back at square one, and we're starting with with people getting sick again. So I believe.
And I think that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. We'll finish your statement, and then I'll go ahead and add on.
So yeah, I believe I don't think that's we're gonna have a normal for a few years, or until like a vaccine is in place. At the same time, like, I don't know, it's getting fishy. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of want to add on to that. Like, a lot of people tend not to see, we're so enveloped in this sort of thought process. Like, it's only me, my life only matters. Everybody around me is just, another background character, you know? Like, their plot doesn't matter, their story doesn't matter, you know? But when you go outside, you have to realize that every individual person has their own individual lives. They have their own thought processes. They have their own, like, everything. You know, they have their own families. So if you guys are going outside, please take the necessary precautions when going outside. Because we all want, all of us, everybody, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody in this world, I don't think a single person on this world still, like, wants this pandemic to keep going. Like, I truly in my heart don't feel that way. And so I want to be able to see, you know, family, friends. I want to be able to go to football games and hang out with people and, you know, and all that type of stuff. So if you please, like, everybody who's watching, just please take the necessary precautions. Please don't be selfish, and just be safe. both for yourself, for your family, and for everybody around you, because it only takes one person to set off a huge chain of reactions where you have like a ton of new cases. So, and I know it's like a super lighthearted podcast and stuff like that, but you know, I feel like we should be able to, you know, set these disclaimers in place just so everybody can kind of, you know, get the full gist of what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And even if it's from a couple of high school kids, you know, it's better that we say it than nobody says it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. To everybody listening, please take the necessary precautions. Please make sure you are safe and just social distance. Don't take any risky stuff. Yeah. Don't be stupid.
There it is. Hey, Mr. Rossetti, I know you're listening now.
Yeah. No, and not the top of stuff where don't be stupid enough to get caught, because you will get caught and Rona will catch you. So don't.
Rona will catch you.
Ronick will catch you. But yeah, I think that's a good way to end off the podcast. If you guys would let me, I'd like to end it off as Gilbert would start it. But thank you guys so much for watching the AMP podcast. For those of you who don't know what AMP stands for, it is Adventure Music Productions. It all started with the adventure. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you guys next week with another podcast. Thank you guys.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.